Hey guys, it's Brianna, and I am joined by my friend and co-host, Christina.
Hi everyone.
And you are listening to Oh Brother,
your favorite Big Brother podcast.
Listen as we discuss all of the alliances, backdoors, and twists you love to watch. We're live. Hello. Well, we're actually not live, it's pre-recorded, but hello. Did you want me to introduce you or something?
Yeah.
We're back. It feels very strange to be in front of a microphone right now. And I am also with somebody whose voice you will recognize is not Christina's, because she is currently traveling throughout Brazil with her hubby for a couple weeks, conveniently right when Big Brother starts. No, I'm kidding. She is traveling, though, and she couldn't join us for the first couple weeks. So instead, I have my friend and roommate, Shauna, who you called me out last time I introduced you that way, so I'm doing it again, who loves Big Brother as well. We watch pretty much all the episodes together, so she's prepared. Welcome.
Hello.
We're very excited for BB25 since we've been waiting 84 years for it to start, but we wanted to just kick off before the season starts with some preseason teasery updates, because there's been a lot of stuff going on. I feel like they're just trying really hard to hold us over because they know that we've been waiting forever for this season to start.
The end is in sight.
The goddamn writer's strike. I mean, we stand with the writers and all that, but I wanted my Big Brother season in June and not in August. So I guess the first thing we can talk about is they released the key art for the season. If you haven't seen it, it's on their Instagram, I think.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I know what the key art is because I saw it, but why is it called key art?
I should know the answer to that considering I work for TV Network. I think it basically just means like it is the key piece of art that promotes the
show. So it's not like
show.
Big Brother key. It's just saying. It just
no,
sounds,
oh, okay. Key art in general is just like...
I kept trying to visualize this image like on one of the keys or something. I was like, what is it?
No, it basically just means the like main promo image that they use to promote the show. Okay. So they released this image, and if you haven't seen it, it's like Julie in the front with like the standard Big Brother logo. And then there's these like little like almost like...
Look like lightning strikes.
Yeah, like lightning strikes that separate different patterns or like almost look like themes in the back. And I think you had said you thought that it looked like, what was it, Heroes and Villains?
Yeah, it looks like the BB Comics type graphics that they've used.
And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter also saying they think it's Heroes versus Villains or like some kind of a good versus bad type of thing, which I think could be the case. And there's other stuff that they've released more recently that like I think confirms that more. But we'll get to that in a bit. There were also some rumors preseason on Twitter of people saying they think it's a returning house guests slash like coaches season where they'll bring in like maybe four or six, or even just like one or two like returning house guests to either be coaches or like influence the game in some way. And then when that image came out, people were like, there's four sections, so that means there's going to be four coaches. And I was like,
I did have that thought.
Yeah, maybe, but also I feel like that's a far-fetched...
What season are we going on? 25?
Yeah, this one will be 25.
So, I mean, my first season watching was the coaches episode, or coaches season, which was 14. So, I guess it's been, like, 11 seasons, so it wouldn't be crazy to bring it back.
Yeah, I feel like, and because the All-Star season did so poorly... I think if the All-Star season did well, they probably would have done another one or like a half All-Stars, half newbies for 25 since it's a, you know, big Hallmark season. But I feel like because the last one did so poorly, they might only want to like dip their toe in a returner thing the next time they do it. So if they were going to do it this time, coaches would probably be a better way to introduce it.
Hmm. Although the image that key art had that... like kind of claw hand thing that everyone was kind of like speculating was like a clawback type thing. Maybe it'll be your idea to have everyone from like the first people out, like the loser season.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like them clawing their way back in.
That would be cool. I've always said like they need to do a Big Brother Biggest Loser season, which like obviously Biggest Loser, the name's been taken, and also is like a very awful show, all things considered. But like, I guess they probably would call it second chances. I think Biggest Loser is funnier. but, like, giving all those people that were first out the chance to compete, because I genuinely feel like some of those people got robbed. And, like, you can't really tell someone's full potential when they're only there for a week. Like, you have so little to base it on when you're the other house guest, like, evicting someone. So it's tough to make a call. And some people just get cut off for no reason. Other people, I mean, well-deserved, but in other cases, not so much. Yeah, there's been a lot of people talking about that little claw thing and, like, what it could mean, which I think it's probably was just, like, a cute design thing that they decided to do. I'm sure it's related somehow, but I think you get the creepy vibe from that section of the photo. So they're probably just like, oh, this would be a funny way to, like, I don't know, make it look like it's taking over the Big Brother house.
Yeah, because that's the basis for the whole good versus evil, heroes versus villains. All of that is coming from that one hand in the one image.
Yeah. So then they did the Big Brother special, 25th anniversary special, which was on July 26th. And obviously most of it was just that, like, a clip show, basically, where they showed, like, you know, the fun moments or, like, crazy moments or just, like, little tidbits. And there were a couple things that, like, stuck out to me. The first one was that they gave a little bit more of, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff that I feel like, I mean, we talk about, like, casual viewers all the time, and I feel like some of that stuff, like, casual viewers might not even know about because they don't watch feeds. Like, one of the things was when they're in lockdown, they're not allowed to talk game and stuff. I thought that was interesting that they shared that, because, like, I know that, but I feel like a lot of people that don't follow the show as closely probably don't know that.
Yeah, I actually had totally forgot that that was the case, because I haven't watched feeds religiously in a couple seasons.
And it's not something you think about, really. But it's just interesting. And then them talking about when people are walking around in the hallways, they can hear if you have, like, high heels on.
Yeah, that something. I had never heard before. I feel like I've listened to a decent amount of, like, interviews and clips and stuff and never heard anyone say that, like, they can hear them in the walls, basically.
I've seen live feed clips where they'll be like, oop, like, I can hear someone walking. But then they usually get in trouble and they have Big Brother saying, like, don't talk about production or whatever.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is when you're in the have-not room, there's a production hallway that cuts through that hallway. So if production's passing through, they have to lock you in the have-not room. And you hear the door lock and then you hear them walking. And so if you're trying to go out at the same time, like, you get stuck in that room for a minute or two while they're passing through. And sometimes you'll see, like, live feed clips where people are like, I want to leave, but, like, I'm stuck in here because the door's locked, which seems probably like a hazard. I mean, I'm sure it's only locked for a couple, like, seconds, but still. Oh, and then I totally forgot that the pots and pans thing that Josh did his season, I feel like, is something that people really associate with him. But Evil Dick did it first. And I forgot about that until they put that clip in that episode.
Yeah, I didn't watch his season. I've seen, like, clips, like, his best hits, basically. But I did the same thing. I always picture Josh or that other meme of that lady.
Yeah. It's like you never think of him, but I'm pretty sure he was the first person to do it.
And he was a fan, right? So he was probably mimicking him. He wasn't just, like, recruited.
I'm pretty sure Josh was a fan of the show. It's hard to know, though, because I feel like in the recent seasons, at least, people are very quick to say they're a fan of the show, even if, like, they've seen a season or, like,
yeah, they just watched one actually.
The one thing that I want them to bring back, besides the key wheel, which I talk about, like, every second of every day, is the pressure cooker competition.
I saw that on Twitter the other day. What the heck was that? I don't think I remember it.
It was the one they showed a clip in the special of it. You're basically, like, all in this room and there's buttons and you have to hold the button and whoever holds it longest.
Oh, the clip that Kacer was talking about.
Yeah, and Kacer was there for, like, it was either 12 or 14 hours with another girl, and she convinced him to let her have the win. Mm-hmm. He did it, and then he was gone the next week.
Classic.
Yeah. I mean, it's classic Kacer. He's known for not being great at the game and, like, not getting very far, but he's such a fan favorite, and he's, like, Janelle's number one, so that's why people love him so much.
How would they end it? Like, they've got to have a fail safe.
Of the, like, if nobody was taking their hand off?
Yeah.
I feel like they would just let it go. I mean, they went for, like, 14 hours.
Yeah.
Like, you can't pee, you can't eat, you can't nothing. You're stuck there.
What if you fall asleep but your hand's still on the button?
I don't think you're allowed to sleep. I think it's against the rule. So if you fell asleep, I presume you would...
Yeah, that would be my issue. I think without food.
I think peeing would be the problem. I would just have to pee on the ground. Like, I have to pee where I'm at.
I wonder if you get yelled at if you pee.
No, because
if you fall asleep and it ruins it, wouldn't peeing ruin it?
No, there was a competition either last season or the season before where I don't think they put it in the episode, but somebody peed and then someone else fell in it.
No, I don't remember that. Yeah,
I don't remember which competition it was, but it was one of the ones where you're holding on to something, or like it was an endurance thing.
I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, if I figure it out, I'll add a little footnote in here. But I remember there being a competition where somebody peed and they let it happen. This is editing Brianna chiming in to say that it was Jackson Mickey who peed himself during an HOH competition his season. And it was the one with the, like, I think that season it was Poison Ivy, but it was like the one where you have the multiple different little ropes that you're hanging from. And yeah, he just peed his pants. Oh, and then the only other thing that I had written down from the special was that there's 11 Big Brother babies floating around in the world. That's wild to me. They went through, I don't know if they named them all, but they like named some of the couples that have babies. And it still doesn't add up. I'm like, that's a lot of babies from Big Brother. That means there's at least I guess people have multiples.
Yeah, no, Jeff at least, and like, Jordan had two.
I don't know how many Brendan and Rachel have. I know they had that one.
Cody and Jessica have three. Oh, that's at least.
True. I think they might have four. She's up with...
I never know if they're counting Cody's original kid when they say like how many kids they have. Probably I think not. She's having... Yeah, I think she's having her fourth with him.
Uh-huh.
So he has five kids, but there's only four, like, Big Brother babies. So 4, 5, 6. Rachel's 7.
Uh-huh. And so I can't remember.
There's got to be, like, four more.
Yeah, I can't remember who the other couple
is. Oh, Vic and...
They have one.
Yeah, Nicole. So that's 8.
Mm-hmm.
Who the heck else got married? Jeff and Jordan, Rachel and Brendan.
The only couple that wasn't married out of the couples that are still together were Derek and Claire, which obviously they don't have any kids. They're like brand new.
I don't think I can even name more than four couples.
And they showed them too, and I can't remember who they were.
I know.
Look it up. Oh, Bailey and Swaggy have a little girl.
So that's 9.
Oh, Danny and Dom. Danny was on All Stars.
Yep. So
you would have seen her there.
Do they have kids?
They have kids. I don't know how many. I think just one. Oh, no, they have 2.
So that might be all the kids then.
Yeah. I think that is all.
Unless we overcounted Cody and Jessica.
Let me see who the other couples are. Oh, Memphis and Christmas. Forgot about them.
Oh, my God. Fucking hate them.
Angela and Tyler are on this list. Awkward. They're not together anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant the list that they projected on
them. Oh, no. This is just like an special. Insider article. I was like,
no one caught that.
It was updated. It was last updated June of last year. So yeah. They're probably missing some. But anyways, I just thought that was wild that there's 11 Big Brother babies. And it's more it has more successful couples than The Bachelor and The Bachelorette combined, I think they said.
That makes sense. Because if you meet someone and you went into a show for, like, just money and the experience and you fall in love versus...
It's more organic.
Trying to fall in love.
And it's, like, on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, like, yeah, you get whatever, like, date time is set aside. Whereas Big Brother, you're stuck with those people, like, all day long, 24/7. So, like, you're kind of forced to bond with these people. I look at it as, like, almost like cabin fever, where it's like you're bound to fall in love with somebody because, like, or have a crush on somebody who maybe you otherwise wouldn't, because there's only so many options in there. Which is what always surprises me, that, like, more of the couples last, because I'm like, then once you get out into the real world, wouldn't you have, like, a reality check and be like, oh shit, actually no.
But I was just thinking, if I'm locked in a room or a house with people, you're getting on my last nerve so quick. So if I meet someone that I actually want to be with for that many days,
then it's
You're already like,
you've
already talked yourself through all of their little annoying habits and stuff.
And it's like high stress too. So it's kind of like combines everything.
Mm-hmm.
Weird to think about. And then they did a house sneak peek during that special. And when they said sneak peek, it really was a sneak peek. It was so quick. And they were like, they even teased it before. Julie was like, you could see something that will give you a hint as to what the twist is. And just watching it in the special, I was like, that gave me nothing. Like, it looks great. The house looks great, but
yeah,
it gave me nothing. And then when we looked it up on Twitter after, we started to pick up on little things. I think the first thing we noticed was you had pointed out the two extra seats.
Yeah, those little wooden, they're like stools.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the clip, just look up BB25 on Twitter. People have clipped it out and like taken screenshots and stuff. But Shauna had noticed there were like these little wooden stools in front of the like coffee table across from the nomination seats. So we were like, is it going to be two sets of noms? Is it going to be two HOHs? Like, they could bring back Battle of the Block, which would be pretty crazy. That one has mixed reviews. Some people love that twist. Some people hated it.
I loved it.
I didn't dislike it. I think it went on for too long for me.
Yeah. It's pretty rare that there's a twist that I don't like. So I'm not the best.
Easy to please.
Yeah.
And then I had noticed on the wall that's like across from where the nominees sit, there's this thing that looks, it's like a metal, almost like a metal box with a tube coming out the top. And the way I had originally described it, which it sounds like other people on Twitter are thinking the same thing, is it looks like when you go to the bank drive-through, like a drive-up teller, and they have those little containers you put your like check or like whatever you're gonna deposit in, and you like put it in the tube and like sucks it up. And you could see the tube in another photo too from another angle, and it looks like it goes into a room above. And I was trying to figure out, I'm like, maybe where it's set up it would go towards that second diary room, but I don't know how that makes sense. Or maybe it goes into the have not room.
I was gonna say the have not room's gonna be up there somewhere.
I was like, I wonder if it could be something where if you're a have not, you can't vote with the group and you have to like send your vote through that little thing. I'm like, I don't know. But there's got to be something with that, that like notes or something or votes get to be passed through it.
Yeah. The fact that that came out after people were already speculating good versus evil or heroes versus villains, people were like, is there going to be like a split house and there's like a mode of communication somehow? Yeah. But I feel like it'll be more just like something gimmicky for a twist versus like an actual functional daily communication type thing.
Yeah. I could see it being like at random times, like notes will like show up. And if you're like the first person to find it or like something like that, or there's like a certain window where you could submit something in order to win like a power or something, mm-hmm. like versus, yeah, like you said, it doesn't seem plausible that it would be like a constant communication device. Also, I feel like that would just, people would just watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And try to see if you're like using it for something. I could see it being used to cast votes, but I don't know in what way and like why they would need to do it like that. It seems like there are other ways that they could do it if they were trying to like keep it anonymous or separate people in some way. But there's something with that. There's something going on with that for sure. I just don't know what it is.
Did you see the, like, telescope that was on the...
No.
So when you're looking at the living room,
mm-hmm.
there's a table that's behind, like, one of the couches next to the nomination chairs. And it had, like, a tiny little telescope, which I didn't think anything of. And then I saw, like, a tweet that was, like... I think it was referencing the season that they had the phone booth and there was, like, a weird...
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone had to figure something out. I can't remember. I think it might have been Paul. And I think that was the same season that they had a telescope that was, like, pointed at something. And everyone was like, I want to see what that telescope's pointing at because maybe it's a clue. And I was like, I don't think you can see anything. It's, like, pointed up kind of near where the tube thing that you're talking about is.
Well, I had also seen people saying that, and I didn't look back at the photos to, like, confirm it, but that there were, like, stars or constellations or something on the ceiling, which led people to believe that there were going to be returning house guests, like, all stars kind of hint.
Hmm.
Which, again, seems a little far-fetched, but I'm like, could be related to the telescope in some way.
Yeah. The fact that the theme of the house itself looked kind of, like, woodsy and cabin-y.
Yeah.
Just kind of lends itself to, it makes sense, because they put, like, the trees outside, so to put the telescope and the stars could just be, like, it's on theme.
Mm-hmm.
And they clearly, like, upped their budget or got a better interior decorator this year. Mm-hmm. But
it looks really nice. If I got cast and this was the house I walked into, I think I'd be really glad. There are other seasons where I think if I walked in, I would have been like, we got stuck with this.
Yeah. It feels house. Like we saw a lot, but we didn't see, like, the kitchen or just the bedroom,
basically, of the living room and then that little upstairs area. But on that same vein, Julie has been posting a lot of photos of her in the house. And you can kind of get some clues from the background. So there was one that I had seen that, like, kind of gives, like, House of Horrors, like, evil vibes, which goes along with what we had been saying. There was, like, a doll, baby doll head in the back. It looked like a, like, severed head kind of thing. And then, which was creepy. And then on the other image, it was just looked, I don't know, like, there was, like, something creepy in the background. And then she had posted another one which shows the, what I presume is the kitchen island and, like, the stairs in the back. And she's eating a cake that's, like, very comic-y.
Yeah, that's 100%, like, Dr. Seuss-level comic book.
And the table looks like BB Comics. So I wonder if the kitchen is, like, the comic
I hope not.
Style room. I know, that's because that's the one you see the most. And then she also shared, I think this is the chess set. It's giving, like, intergalactic futuristic vibes.
Maybe they're gonna do, like, man versus monster or something.
Yeah, it could be,
because that little creepy hand in the key art was definitely, like, a monster hand.
Yeah.
So those were, like,
but if they're bringing people back and it's, like, back from the dead or something, like, I don't know. But
that's what other people said. They were like, the hand is signifying that they were, like, bringing people back from the dead.
I feel like we would have already had a spoiler, and I know I'm not actively looking for stuff, but I just feel like they've been bad at keeping stuff like that under wraps.
It's hard to know if they did this 25th anniversary special with fan favorites and, like, all-stars to throw us off the scent, or, like, if they would have done this anyways. Because sometimes I'm like, maybe they did that so that we're not like, oh, they're going to put these people in the house now. Because my assumption would be anyone who's in that is probably not on this season. But I guess technically they could be, and you just wouldn't know.
Yeah.
There's another theory that I saw, which I think is probably on the right track. If you look back at the original key art that they shared, the blue background matches the walls in the living room.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed that.
The, like, third from the left red one matches the table in the kitchen that Julie was sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
So people are thinking those are the different themes of the rooms. So it could be that the monster one is, like, the have not room. Like, it might be, like, a dungeon or, like, something creepy like that.
Yeah.
But I think they've been alluding to the fact, and usually they don't give teasers in the key art. Usually it's just something super basic, like summer themed. But they literally gave teasers saying, like, this teases, like, the twist when they showed the living room. And with the key art, they said, like, this teases, like, what's to come on the season, which they usually don't do. So it's got to be related in some way. The only other things... Oh, then there was this time laser picture, which I don't even know where people saw this. I saw it on Twitter. I couldn't find it on their, like, Instagram. And I wish I screenshotted it, but it was a photo of Frankie, Danielle, and Taylor inside the Big Brother house with what they're calling a time laser, which looks like the one that they used whatever that season was where they made them, like, do that awful, like, skit where they, like, were very dramatic shooting this laser. It looked like that one, but it was something to the effect that they released the twist on the house with the time laser. So people are thinking that it's going to be, like, blast from the past twist or something related to going back in time, which also would kind of go along with a returning house guest type of thing. So who knows? There's a lot of theories floating around. This is future editing Brianna chiming in as I'm editing this podcast, because I realized that I missed some major stuff around this, like, time
laser situation. And the first is that I kept saying Danielle, Frankie, and Taylor, but it actually wasn't Taylor. It was Brittany Haynes. Don't know how I got those two mixed up. I think because Brittany wasn't even a part of the 25th anniversary special that I just, for some reason, like replaced her with Taylor in my mind. And the other thing is that I had only seen photos of them with the time laser in the Big Brother house. I didn't realize they released a whole video. And essentially what this video is, I'll include like some audio clips from it right after this, but it's basically them going inside the house and releasing maybe like twists from their season. It looks like something goes wrong while they're doing it. It changes like the decor in the house. So I'll be curious to see how that affects the game. But it sounds like they're going to be bringing back some features from their three seasons or just past seasons of Big Brother in general for this season. So curious to see how that pans out, but I wanted to include this here because I realized that like I missed the video before we recorded this. But yeah, here's a little bit of the audio from that. If you want to watch the full video, which I think you should, I saw it on CBS Big Brother's Twitter, but it's probably on their Instagram too. So check that out.
We did it. We're in. No one's here. Come on, Danielle. We're here. Frankie.
Oh, my God. So
good. Go get the time laser.
Okay. Yes.
Go get that big boy.
Yes. Okay, I'll go get that big boy.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I was the loud one. Oh, my God. The moment is finally here. I'm gonna activate the time laser.
Yes.
Go back in time to our season.
Yes. Let's do it.
It is time to rewrite history and take back the victories we so deserve. Okay?
Amen.
Bye-bye, Brigade.
The hitmen are toast. Sorry, yes. Derek, but I'm gonna expose your little undercover secret.
Let's put some sugar in that bitter jury.
And I will not be losing my dignity on a slippery wiener this time.
Initiate final check.
It's ready.
Let's do this.
See you on the flip side.
3, 2, 1. No!
It's working! Something's wrong!
What's going on? What have we done?
This is not good.
What the hell is going on? I should have asked this earlier, but where did we get this thing? It says, Meow Meow Enterprises! Oh, crap.
We got to go.
Run! Ladies first.
Seriously.
The last thing I saw was that it's been confirmed that it's a 100-day long season, which means it's the longest season of Big Brother in history. So these people are in for a wild and long and arduous ride.
How long is it normally?
I think the longest season previously was like 98 days, but usually the average is like 90, not including like the COVID seasons. But because of the writer's strike, I think they're trying to stretch it as far as they can. So the finale will be November 9th. So we'll be getting our Thanksgiving dinners ready around the time that Big Brother is ending, which will be weird. And then someone on Twitter pointed out that every single season that's been longer than 90 days, and even some that have been shorter, have featured at least one returning house guest. And by that, I don't mean returning from a previous season. I mean people who have been evicted that then come back because they don't have enough. They have too many days to drag out their content without bringing someone back. So people are thinking there's going to be some kind of battle back or like, God forbid they decide to do another camp comeback or something like
that. Oh my God. Yeah, I could see that happening.
But
I love a battle back.
Yeah, battle back would be good. I feel like we haven't had one of those in a while. And they've definitely got a lot of time to fill. So there will probably be at least one, maybe even two battle backs this season. Seems like that's pretty much a guarantee considering they've done it for every other season that's been this length.
Yeah, especially if they want to keep to doing like a doubles and... Did they do a triple or did they do a back-to-back double?
They've done both in the past. The triple was the one that they... The first time they ever did it, they ruined it because they had triple eviction on the screens behind Julie when the camera was on her, which is just so fucking stupid.
So annoying.
It was so annoying too because I think everybody was excited to see how they were going to react because they couldn't have seen it coming, that it's never been done before.
Yeah.
And most of the time, the house guests are speculating, oh, when's the double going to be? When's the double going to be?
And if you knew that there was like too many days left, you're just going to assume it's two doubles.
Uh-huh. Separately or back to back maybe, but yeah. Like triple eviction. And then they just ruined it. But hopefully that doesn't happen this time. I hope whatever the twist is this season actually affects the game. Because I feel like in the very recent seasons, they've done a lot of twists and powers and things that just never get used or like never pan out.
Yeah.
So hopefully it works out this time. But I think that's everything. Did you have anything else?
Not really.
That comes to mind. Yeah, I think that's it. So we will catch you most likely after the premiere. Usually we would do like a preseason cast like talk through. But last year they didn't release the cast until like a day or two before. It doesn't leave like that much time for an episode in between. So we didn't do one last year. I guess depends when they release the cast. My guess is it will probably be Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
If not Tuesday, maybe Monday, which probably wouldn't give us enough time to do a separate cast video. Separate cast recording. So the next time you'll probably hear from us will be after the premiere, and we'll chat through everybody, all their bios, and the hour and 30 minute long live move-in that they're doing, and then they're putting feeds on afterwards. We'll see if I'm able to stay up because they don't come on until after the West Coast airing, which is a little annoying.
Oh, I always forget about that. So I'm excited that it's going to be on though.
Yeah, it probably won't come on until like midnight, and sometimes they leave a little buffer too, even in between West Coast. And so we'll see. We're going to try to stay up, but we'll see how we do. It's a Wednesday night, and I'm
an old lady,
so I go to bed at like 10:30. But we're very excited, and Christina will be back probably in a couple weeks, so we'll have Shauna with us. Thank you, by the way, for filling in. Much appreciated.
Of course, I'm happy to. I'll have plenty of opinions once we actually meet the cast, I'm sure.
I know. That'll be fun. I'm excited.
And I feel like you and I typically have pretty polar opposite feelings at first. Like, later on, I mean, even towards the end, I fucking hate Taylor, and you don't. Our opinions differ, but I feel like right on the onset, we gravitate towards like totally different people.
Yeah, like sometimes there's some overlap. Like I think we both liked Turner last season, but like maybe I don't think we both liked him from the beginning. Like we kind of started liking him later or whatever. Yeah. Sometimes we have people we agree on, but most of the time it's opposite, which is funny because I feel like Christina and I are more similar in who we like. So it'll make the podcast a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess the next time we talk to you, we'll have a cast and we'll have seen them move in and we'll probably be feverishly watching live feeds.
Exciting.
But we'll catch you then.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
To join in on the discussion, use the hashtag OBrotherPodcast on social media, and you can find me at It's Me Bree Lee everywhere.
And you can find me at Christina Jascott.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
See you later.